Let's talk about what we're going to do in the next 4 weeks. Lydia came across what is called Pajama Bosses Results Academy, PBRA, and apparently they're getting a lot of publicity out there. It's a group of Australian youngsters, I take it. And they've built this, an eight-piece module or eight-piece program that's eight modules long. It's called your eight-week roadmap to transform your business, grow your business. And I looked at it, and I think after I reviewed it, I said to myself, you know, this could be a great program to put on a Monday call. If I wouldn't stretch it over 8 weeks. I would put it into I'm going to do two sessions each week for 4 weeks. But the beauty of it is a couple things. Number one, it's going to be terrific for new people. You get some new people in your organization. You might want to get them through this and just to get cover all the bases. I'm sure most of you have a Getting Started program together. By the way, if you don't, Manatech is in the final stages of putting a new Getting Started format out, and we're expecting that over the next 3 to 4 weeks. So just keep your eyes open and head up for that. But the idea is that, you know, for those of us on this call, most of the people on this call didn't just sign up yesterday, although we do get a lot of new people because a lot of associates in the field put their new people on my Monday call. But the important thing is that as you go through this and review it, and it was as well for me, is that what are we leaving out of our daily, weekly activities, monthly activities that we know are what makes a difference in our business? So if you're sitting right now in a place in your business that you're not happy, that for some reason things aren't going the way you want them to, your business isn't growing as fast as you want it to, you kind of feel stifled from people saying no or things not going in the right direction for you or whatever reason it is that you're discouraged in any way, shape, or form, start back to the basics. Always go back to the basics. So we're going to run through basics over the next 4 weeks. And I might interject an additional week because this week is, I didn't put it in the announcement, but this week is the Eric Worre special event in Las Vegas, and I'm piping into that for most of the weekend. So I might be doing a wrap-up of some of that information next Monday just to take a break from the Transform Your Business in 8 weeks. But I will promise you we will go through every single one of the modules of the Pajama Bosses Results Academy. And you'll get just, again, laying the foundation. There are probably a lot of things in here that you're going to say, this isn't new to me, Mary Jo. But if I don't want you to brush it aside like I originally did, because as I started looking at it, I started taking a highlighter and saying, what are the things, and that's what I'm going to ask you to do with your outline today, what are the things that you're no longer doing in your business or you need a refresher on? And maybe that'll change the direction of where your business goes because you've left things behind that perhaps became so, oh yeah, I know all about that or I know all about that. We get dismissive about it and fail to recognize the critical importance of it is in terms of driving us and driving our business. And what's the most important thing for you to drive is yourself first, because if you're not driven, your business isn't going anywhere either. So let's jump in and talk about what are these eight modules, and we're going to go through week one, week two, because this is entitled 8 weeks to transform your business. And wouldn't you want a business that's like growing off the charts in the next, after 4 weeks of my sessions, right? Wouldn't you love that? And that's what our goal is. Our goal is to help every single one of you put the foundation back into your business where it needs to be, get you on the right track, and move you forward. So week one is kind of laying the foundation, and it talks about the eight-week roadmap, but it really is laying the foundation. And I think one of the most foundational things that every single one of us has to recognize in order to be in this business and committed to this business, and if you're not committed to the business, then I'm going to suggest you not be in the business because it takes a commitment. Anything that you do in life, if you want to be successful at it, you better be committed to it. Okay, so it's why did you join network marketing? What was it? And for some of you out there, you're going to say, well, Mary Jo, it was the products. I love the products. And then since I love the products, I want to share it with other people. Some of you are out there playing the game. Well, I really love the products. I don't like network marketing, but I just share it once in a while, and I'm hoping and praying that somehow my business grows and I can become financially independent, or I can reach $1,000 a month, or I can whatever that is. If you have that attitude, I'm going to suggest that you give up on that attitude. Because if you don't fall in love with the model, the model's not going to fall in love with you. So you're not going to be very good at it, and then you're going to be more negative, and then you're going to just drive yourself in this vicious cycle that you might be finding yourself in right now. So you got to lay the foundation of, why did you join network marketing? What's your belief? And I know we did a great why network marketing. I believe I did a Monday call on it. I didn't write down what the Monday was, but we do that piece every Saturday when we do trainings. We're going to do it again this Saturday when we do our monthly trainings because it's so crucial. Why network marketing? And there's 101 reasons why network marketing today. We can go through all of them off the list, whether it's, you know, that it's the most, you know, it's the fastest growing business out there. It grew twice as fast as retail last year. It presents everybody an opportunity. No one has a barrier to entry. I can go on and on and on and list the 12 reasons why network marketing. If you don't have that down, then go back and look at my Monday calls and find that call and print off that sheet. Because I know I trained on it, why network marketing is critical. We need to fall in love with the model. I'm in love with the model. And I'm not in love with the model because it worked for Mary Jo. I'm in love with the model because it works for anyone. And that's what makes me love it. I love equal opportunity for people. And people in this world didn't have an equal opportunity that I had. A lot of people never had the opportunity to go to college or go to law school and become a lawyer and all the things that I was able to do. Now, and I came from a poor family. I'm not saying it has anything to do with your economics, but there are a lot of factors that play a role in people getting that kind of education. And it takes, what? The other thing it took was it took somebody who could perform in school to do that. Doing network marketing, you can be a D student, and you can be terrific in network marketing. In fact, I've come across some people that I know didn't perform well in school. I came across some dropouts in school who are now millionaires in network marketing because their talents weren't for school. They weren't book people. They didn't want to sit behind a desk. They didn't want to dig into the archives and learn and grow their brain. And their, you know, this doesn't take any of that. But it does take a commitment to the model, right? It takes a commitment and it takes an education, educating yourself about best practices in regard to the model. So we want to make sure that you understand that and you understand that this marketing model, this model of direct sales is an awesome vehicle because it allows anyone to be successful. No matter what your background, no matter, I mean, I remember seeing people walk across stage at Manatech conventions. One person was blind, I believe, that hit presidential director from Oklahoma. We had some of the most handicapped people that had physical handicaps that you would think would stop them from ever achieving anything. But not happening, not in this industry. But if you went into normal, everyday business, were they ever going to be CEO of a company? Were they ever going to be a top lawyer? No. Their handicap would have prevented all those things from them achieving, but not in network marketing. So we have an incredible opportunity for everyone, equal opportunity for anyone and everyone. So it's looking at your belief in network marketing. And also, when we look at our lives, and I look at so many people's lives out there today, and I say, what opportunities are available? That's another thing we really want to focus on when we talk to people is what opportunities are really available. I see so many kids. In fact, just this weekend at church, I came across two kids in their 20s, and they were, we call them tweeners. And I know tweeners have a lot of different connotations in the past, but I refer to them as tweeners today because they're in between either college and getting a job or in between jobs. But there are a lot of people that aren't doing anything in their 20s today. They're kind of stuck. They're still living at home. I couldn't imagine being 26, 28 years old and still living at home, but that's happening more and more frequently because a lot of these kids don't have jobs. It's this millennial group of people that are just, you know, it's just a generation Y, I get X, Y, yeah. And they're just having problems trying to find themselves and what they're going to do next. And it's just what a joy it is that I can associate with these kids and say, let's go out. I gave them my telephone number. I said, give me a call. Let's go out for lunch. Let's just talk it through. And it's not that I'm going to present a Manatech per se. I just want to help these kids because I can't imagine being 24 and not having a clue what life's going to be like and not having a direction. of what I want to do next or what's out there, and feeling like that you're kind of been dropped in a crack. You're falling through the cracks of our society. So what alternatives do these people have for getting time freedom, financial freedom, and I call it choice freedom? In other words, every day of my life, this is the beauty of my life today, and I value it immensely, that I can choose to do what I want to do every single day of my life. And I have no issues financially, no issues around any other aspect of my life. I can choose every single day exactly what I want to do. And so that's a blessing. And I don't know where you get that anywhere else in life. So great opportunity. And that's why network marketing. Then you have to look at your why. Because every single one of us needs to be driven by something. We're all different people. So what drives Mary Jo isn't going to what drives Susan or James or Sharon or Laura or LaWanda. We're all driven by different things. We have different goals in our life. We want to achieve different things in our life. We're all driven by something out, you know, that's, I call it God-given, and I think it's God-directed. And it's something that we listen to ourselves. We listen to our heart and see what it's telling us. And what is that drive in your life? What is it that you want? And we need to know what that why is. It's finding your why. And we've talked about this topic numerous times. I did trainings on it on Monday calls. You have it all over the internet. You have it on Manatech website. Clarifying your why. So it's not, I don't need to go through the workmanship of how to do that. I just need to emphasize for all of you, if you're sitting there today, wherever you are, and you don't have your why clear for you, why am I doing this? What is my life going to look like in 2 to 5 years when I have total financial freedom? What is it going to look like? What do I want to create? What's my legacy I want to leave? If that's not clear for you in this moment, I'm going to tell you when you get off this call, that's your number one priority. That's your number one priority. And if you don't know how to find it, again, go to all those tools and use it. I like to tell people, if money and time were no object, in other words, think about in terms of if I just received $3 million and it's non-taxable and I had $3 million in my bank, what would I do? What would I do? And that's not too unreasonable, because getting to presidential is worth more than $3 million because of the income stream that it feeds you on a monthly basis. If you just wanted to make $1,000 a month, you have to put $250,000 in an investment vehicle paying out 5%. So if you want to make $10,000 a month, you'd have to have over $1 million. You follow me? These are things you'd have to have $2.5 million, almost $3 million. So think about it in terms of $3 million, because that's what a presidential position is worth approximately in our business, $2 to $3 million. So what would you do if you had that kind of cash flow coming in every single month and you had the flexibility? What's your why? Why are you doing this? What's your vision for your life? What has God laid on your heart, or whatever your faith is, what is laid on your heart for you to create in life? And focus on that. You need to have that clear. You need to have it in writing. You need to have it in front of you. And it's not just about having your why in your head somewhere. It's about a vision board. It's about pictures. I still have a dream board. I have two. My first dream board is up on my wall. And almost every single thing on that dream board I've already achieved. So I have a second dream board now that I'm going after. But they're right here in my office where I spend most of my time. So you want it in front of you. You want a vision board. You want a picture. You want it to be part of you. You almost want to carry a card around in your wallet. Every time you open your wallet to pay for something, that card should be right there screaming at you, right? Telling you. This is your vision for your life. And then you can even break it down. For some of you who are brand new or just getting started, or you're getting back on track again, what is it that national director is going to give to you? What if you're making $600 to $1,000 extra every single 4 weeks? That's $150 to $200 to $300 a week. and that's $1,000 a month or so. What would that give you? What difference would that make in your life? Look at what you could pay off. Look at what you could purchase with it. Look at what, you know, what you could create with it. Where could you put that money that would make a difference? Where would it get you? So you have ideas. So your big why is your big vision for 2 to 5 years down the road, but you want to have little ones about each level, because that's what's going to drive you to hit national director, executive director. Maybe you pay off your mortgage, right? Each of these levels give you another opportunity to do something in your life that's a big why for you, why you're doing it. So isolate that, because if you don't know your why, you'll never find your way. And maybe that's one of the reasons some of you are waffling in this business right now. Oh, Mary Jo, I'm just having fun and it's a social event for me. And that's okay too. But admit it to yourself, this is a total social event. I love Manatech. I love the products. I love the people. I'm learning and growing as I go along, and I'm not really interested in really making a huge difference in this world. That's not what I see my role is. If that's your decision for you, that can be your decision. I opened it up, and I just said, okay, Lord, give me directions, and he did, because he believes something different than what the language I just used was. He believes anything's possible, right? That comes right from his word. So let's create it. All right, so get that vision, get your why down, put a vision board up in your office, get a little card in your wallet, carry it with you everywhere you go. If you haven't done that, or you haven't done it in 10 years or 5 years, do it today. Don't go another moment without it. Choosing a winning attitude, we spend endless hours on this. It's probably one of the main reasons I put people through the Clemmer work and other things is if you got a stinking attitude, if that's all screwed up, guess what? Nothing else matters. Because you're not going to go anywhere. You got a cap on how far you can go in life. And who put that cap on you? Don't point your finger at anyone else. Just look in the mirror. Because you failed to choose a winning attitude. Attitude, you probably heard this many times, attitude determines your altitude, so how far you go is determined by your attitude. There's a phrase out there that goes, attitude is everything. I don't believe that, but I think it's a lot. It's a major thing, right? You know, attitude is going to help you, you know, win. It's going to help you find a path with no, you know, there is no path out there, I should say. There is no path that we can take. This is a real critical part of positive attitude, because there is no path we can take towards any adventure in our life where we're not going to come up against obstacles. And I see so many people get involved in network marketing and they hit a few obstacles and what do? They quit. They say, this doesn't work, it's not for me, it's da-da-da. And those are all just lies we make up because we want to justify our exit strategy. If you have a positive attitude, a winning attitude, very much like I did when I got involved in Manatech, I failed miserably. But every time I failed at something, I didn't look at it as a failure. I looked at it as, wow, what did I learn from that? What can I learn from that? And every step of the way, I could learn more. And I finally came to the realization I needed to surrender and go back and learn it all. And that's when I grew the most. When I just laid myself down, kind of like what I did in my path with the Lord, lay myself, bare myself and say, okay, I'm all yours. That's what I did in network marketing. I said, okay, I'm all yours. I'm surrendering. I know nothing. I see nothing. I hear nothing. So now I'm going to go out and I'm going to take this babe that's brand newborn, and I'm going to educate it from scratch. And that's how I approached my network marketing business. And it was a miraculous transformation because I was willing to let go of stuff, preconceptions, and we have plenty of those going around. So what we want to do is in order to get where we want to go, we've got to shift out of our negativity, out of our preconceptions about the way life's going to be. We need to believe truly in what I call it, believe in scripture, which says anything is possible, right? And I believe anything's possible. Every day of my life, I live that way. So that's a choice we make. So choose a winning attitude. Consistency pays So we want to make sure that we're monitoring our daily and our weekly activities. This is probably where a category where most of us, as we advance in the Manatech realm, we get lazy with this because we get so caught up being busy, and we get busy doing busy work. We get busy supporting others, which is important to support others. But we have to show up as leaders. And I just said to Lydia, I said, you know, this is so crucial. This year has been huge for me. I've signed up more people this year than I have probably in the last 10 years, year by year, if I go back. And why? Because I decided to show up. You know, I just, last month, didn't we, at the close of last business period, we won our second or third power bonus of the year. I mean, we signed up, I had four more sign-ups last business period. It's kind of like my four is my minimum for each business period. And it's just driving yourself to really be consistent. And I can sign up four people. I could sign up four people on a weekly basis if I dedicated, you know, 40 hours a week to just doing, I don't even know if four would be my limit. In fact, that's a challenge, Lydia. I like that one. Maybe some of you can take that on in your group and say, let's do a 40-hour challenge. Everybody dedicate 40 hours this week to sponsoring people, recruiting and sponsoring people. 40 hours. Try that. See what happens in your group. You want to create some momentum? There you go. Massive action creates momentum. So maybe try that. But it's the consistency that we put into it. So it's not just doing it one week and then quitting. It's what are your minimum levels? And that's why we have achiever status in the three-point plan. It gives us minimum levels of STPs, 15 every business period, right? And so if you're doing 15 STPs every business period, I guarantee your business is going to be going like crazy. You'll have a ginning business at 15 STPs a week. So monitor your daily, and I'm not telling you you have to do that. You decide what you are committed to doing yourself, but I know what works. So you decide what works for you, and then you do it, and then be consistent with it. Monitor your daily, weekly activities. Comfort zone, we know about the comfort zone, and you've been taught about this 100 times. I could do a Monday call just on comfort zone because it's one of my favorite topics. And why? Because people get stuck in it. You want to be comfortable. You know, a critical part about being comfortable, it's never going to get you anything you want in life, except maybe comfort. And even with most of the people that have a comfort zone, their comfort zone, I renamed it a few years back. Some of you have heard this from me, because I never understood how I could go to somebody living in a trailer park and miserable, no money, you know, barely surviving, and they didn't want to do Manatech business because it would be uncomfortable. And I would look at them and I go, this is what's called a comfort zone. So I can't call it a comfort zone anymore because there's nothing comfortable about it. It's really the known zone. You want to stay in your known zone. I know what my life is like right here. Out there, I don't know what it looks like. It's everything you ever dreamt of, but my known zone is my known zone. And that's what you should call it, because there's a lot of times there is no comfort there. So you, in order to make it in Manatech, you're going to have to get out of your comfort zone. There's no question about it. You're going to have to make yourself uncomfortable every day. And that means I'm going to go out and I'm going to talk to people I don't know. When I go to the post office or grocery store or dry cleaners, whatever I do on a daily basis gets me out of the house. And, oh, by the way, you have to get out of your house every day. For those of you who like to create your comforts at home, be gone. Out of the house. Kick yourself out of the house every day. Get out there and meet people. So get out of your comfort zone. Yep. And it's you look at this business and you go, if I dedicate, and this is kind of how I looked at it up front when I first started, I said, if I can dedicate myself in 2 years to just really work at this and really be focused on it and not let things get in my way, I can create incredible results for the rest of my life. And that's exactly what happened. And it's exactly what can happen for you as well. But get the right training, get the right schedule, and dedicate yourself and be committed to getting out of that comfort zone. And that's what will make it happen for you. And then commitment, the big, you know, the moment one definitely commits to oneself and then providence moves too. That's a famous quote. There's so many commitment quotes out there, but it takes commitment. Without commitment, you get nowhere. Because commitment is what creates the result. You know, there's so many great sayings out there, and there's a great, you know, the magic of believing and all these kind of, there's come some great books out there as well. But you really, truly need to know that the commitment is what it takes. You have to be all in, and it has to be unwavering. So, because you're going to hit road bumps, you're going to hit obstacles, and you can't let anything, you can't let the no's sway you. You can't allow your business dropping $5,000 in GPV 1 month be disturbing to you. You need to solve the problem and move on, and that's what you do in this business. It is part of the business. That's why it's a 2 to 5 year commitment. And then you look back and you look at, where are my benefits? When am I going to start achieving those benefits, Mary Jo, of this business? The benefits start coming when? They're long term. Every time you look at this business, it's long term. It's not tomorrow. I don't make a lot of, when I was started, I mean, I was used to making $12,000-$15,000 on a monthly basis. I mean, it was crazy to go down to making $100 maybe. It was like close to where, what I would classify as insanity at, in my mid-40s or 42, I think it was when I started with Manatech. I mean, it was really kind of crazy to give up all that to make $100 a month. But it, why did I do it? Because I saw the long-term impact of this. And if I would have been still lawyering today, there's not a chance I would be in the mission field every year, 3 weeks, 2 weeks in Brazil, a week in New York, you know, being able to drop everything at the drop of a hat and do what I can do, be everything I can be for my kids and my grandkids, doing all the things that I'm doing and all the, you know, all the investments I've made and all the travel I've been involved in. There's not a chance. I would have had a totally different life. But that's the beauty of why network marketing. But it's looking at the long-term goals out of what you get with this business opportunity. And then finally, in setting your basic roadmap, week one, getting all these things in place, because if you don't get these things in place, this is the foundation. This is like building a house. This is your foundation. Lay the foundation. The importance of goal setting. And we talk about this, and we're getting close again, aren't we, group? Because you always hear me in December, what do I go over? Every December I dedicate to goal setting. What goals are you setting for the next year? Laying the foundation for your next year. What are you going to create? And we're getting close to that December month. So we got to look back at what we set last year and say, where are we today? What's working? What's not working? How do I get back on track? Because you still have, 2.5 months left to make the best of this year that you possibly can. So I'm going to suggest you go back, look at those goals that you set for this year and revamp them to fit where you are today. Do something realistic, but pushing you out of your comfort zone, right? Because I don't want you in your comfort zone. But goal setting is crucial because it's what you keep and focused on in front of you. You know, you got to have that dream. You got to have that vision. You got to know where you're going. It's kind of like a ship. It's like sailing. How many of you have ever sailed? Well, if you pull the rudder out of a sailboat, what happens to your sailboat? You're underwater pretty fast. Because the rudder is what helps you guide. That guides the sailboat. It can give you direction on where you're going. And it's true about a rudder on any ship. I'm just more familiar with sailboats because that's what I sailed for years. So anyway, so when you put that rudder in the water, you get to control the boat by the force of the water. Isn't that a great thing? So all that water around you becomes a source of energy for the boat. It's the energizer bunny for the boat. And that's the same thing that goals are for you guys and for me. It's the energizer behind our direction. It gives us a direction. It points us down the road. It causes us to be able to visualize and see ourselves in that position. And when we do that, we start building energy around. The universe comes behind us to help us move us forward. And I want to tap into every outside resource as possible. Why? Because it's not about me. It's about the energy of the universe. It's about everything around me. It's about tapping into every possible resource I have to move me forward so that it's not about Mary Jo. Because if you find yourself struggling in this business, maybe you're just putting all the pressure on yours truly. That's not going to work for you. Tap into all these other resources and watch what happens. Your business moves forward. You got to be working on self, you know, empowering yourself, building that positive attitude, having a winning, unstoppable attitude. Build your goals, lay that foundation, get out of your comfort zone, be totally consistent with accountability. All these things are critically important. Underlying what? the basic premise underlying all of it is that why. Why am I doing this? What am I going to be creating? What does my life look like in 2 to 5 years? What is that why for me? What is my calling on my life? Dig into that. Okay, everybody clear on foundation. So that kind of goes over Pajama Bosses Results Academy, their first week. And, you know, and I'm not telling you not to do anything until you do these. I'm just suggesting if you don't have this foundation laid, forget about it. Move on. Go get a job selling clothes at a retail outlet for $10 an hour. If that's your shtick, have at it. But I don't think that's why you're on this call today. I think you're on this call because you feel driven to do Manatech, share this with the world, help transform other people's lives, but why are you neglecting your own? That's what you got to ask yourself. Why have I made myself so unimportant? You're important. And I understand that concept of, you know, not focusing on self because it's a biblical concept. But the problem with this, here's a problem. A problem is that there is never a concept of you not building up self. You need to be strong to help others be strong. So take on that strength, right? And be that strength so that you can influence other people. So it's not about you pounding on your chest, waving in the air, standing on stage, hooting and hollering about self. That's not what it's about. It's about what? Building a huge organization, because you can look at, nothing is quite like this in any other business environment, but you get to look around and you go, wow, I thank you for allowing me to make this impact, because look at all the people that I've helped. Wow. That's what it's about. Servant's heart, right? Okay, so let's jump in. Week 2. So everybody got the foundation laid, right? And all of these are just each one of these topics I've done individually on a Monday call, but every single one of them, this purpose of this 8-week that I want to go over is just to make sure all of you haven't skipped over something in all your years in Manatech, or you're neglecting, self-neglect, or turning you on to something, wow, I haven't talked about this to my organization in years. I think it's time for me to get back on top of this and lay that foundation again, because that foundation is crucial. Got to know where you're going or you're never going to get anywhere, right? All right, week 2, become a master recruiter. Ta-da! Why do we talk about that? Well, why is it right after laying all that foundation? Because it is who we are. That's what network marketing is. We go out there and we recruit, and it's a blast. It's a blast because we have this incredible opportunity to help transform people's lives in every way imaginable. We can help them with their health, with their wealth, with their, you know, vision of their life, with their mission. We can help with self-development. We got great courses, great, you know, places to put people, get them on the right track, and allow them to recognize where their shortcomings are so they can get out of their own way, because that's really what most of it's about. People just are carrying too much stuff, and they're getting in their own way. But we want to be master recruiters because we get to impact people's lives in a zillion different ways. So we want to get out there and become the greatest recruiter ever. These are the core steps. You know, you want to go over them. I mean, we're not going to talk about all the 4 core today. We're just talking about basically a couple kind of intermingled, but we're going to touch on each one through the 8 modules that we're going through, the 8 weeks. So let's talk today about become a master recruiter. One of the things that this program, this Pajama Bosses Results Academy has, is they have a program called 7 Days to $1,000. Now, that's because it's tied to their, and I don't know what company they're with, so I'm not even getting in that because it's not about going and looking at somebody else's company. But they look at this fast pace, kind of like get out of the box. We call it like a fast start program. And we can do the same thing. I mean, we have to be especially careful with what's going on with the VEMA litigation, that you don't, you know, cross over that line of being what the FTC calls pyramid scheme versus a valid business model. Because when you're just getting people to buy big packs, not anything about the products, just get you to, you know, a certain amount of money, which is what VEMA was doing, you're going to get in trouble. But what we're, if you wanted to do a 7 days to $1,000, if you wanted to do something like that with Manatech, you know, it's just about going out there and doing massive recruiting. because you can get to $1,000. How does that look? It can look many different ways, but one of the ways it can look like is if I go out and I just contact 20 people every single day for 7 days, I do STPs every single day, maybe 5 or 10 every day, I have the chance of signing up a bunch of people. And if I happen to sign up 8 all-stars, new all-stars at $499, that alone is going to bring me a lot of money, isn't it? You can see I'm going to make well in excess of $1,000 in 1 week. So you can do that. You're adding a ton of, you know, PV to your organization. You're going to become a regional, if not national, director in your first month. But it takes massive action. So anyone can build a massive action program, and that's what their 7 days to 1,000. But what does it look like to get out and do massive inviting and STPs and all that kind of stuff? They talked about 20W20C. What are W and C? Warm and cold market. That you go out and do, you contact 20 of your warm market. That would be at least 4 a day for 5 days, assuming you're working 5-day plan, and you would get 20 cold market. And sometimes that's not on 5 days because Lydia and I use Saturdays to go to different events and find new people. And that's part of our, you know, basic repertoire if we happen to be in town and able to do that. So it's a way to get out and you're meeting new people as well as working off the warm list that you already have. So if you did a 2020 program, I guarantee you, you're going to see a lot of action. But you can get out to a fast start like that. If your people want to, you know, get to regional, national quickly, that this is the kind of program you might put them on. Let's do a massive action. There are people that get in this business that do it full-time and people that do it part-time. Depends on what their time commitment is or what kind of program you can put out there for them, right? And then when you go through it, you start examining what were my challenges. I think sometimes doing a fast start program in terms of recruiting is a great thing because you get your head up in the face of adversity every single day. So do you think your learning curve is going to skyrocket? Yeah. Instead of having this long-term learning curve that's very flat, your learning curve is going to whoop, you're going to be, because every single day you're going to learn about 5, 10, 15 new things. What kind of talking works, what doesn't work? Does overwhelm get into work? And I talked about that today on one of my coaching calls this morning. We talked about, you know, because some of my people are getting kind of stuck in overwhelm. They meet somebody and the person mentions that their wife has fibromyalgia and they just get stuck because they just go into overwhelm in their head thinking of all the things they want to say and they end up saying nothing. So, you know, when you do these kind of fast start programs, you knock all that out of your head because you can get over it as fast as it comes. Don't let all that gibberish do anything to you. How many of you on this call know exactly what you say if somebody said their wife had fibromyalgia? What would you say? Let me just give you a suggestion. First of all, you don't do all the communication. Let the materials do the talking. Quit being a glycobiology expert. Number two, be very careful about staying compliant. Number three, when you talk to them, don't jump right all over them when somebody says their wife has fibromyalgia and jump about Manatech. You go, wow, what are you doing about that? I'm sorry to hear that. What are you guys doing about it? Be sensitive. Find out what they're doing. And then you can come back at the end and you go, you know, this may not be for you, but I came across this breakthrough technology in nutritional science that might just be an answer to prayer for you and your wife. If you want to know more information about it, I'd be more than happy to send you some information. And you know what? I'm going to tell you, 99% of the people will give you their information. Because now you're not trying to sell anything. All you're trying to do is solve their problem. But you got to get the skill down of what to say and how to say it and how to do that in such a way that it comes from your heart. You don't need to chase people. They're everywhere. You just need to open communication, open conversation with them, and you'll find plenty of people that you can share with, right? Somebody's lost their job or whatever else, and they're looking for some part-time income, da, 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 and you go, oh, my gosh, I came across this incredible business model that's really making a difference in my life. I'd love to have you join me, or at least take a look at it. It may not be, I love language, it may not be for you. Why do I use that language every day? Well, first, I didn't use it 20 years ago when I first started because I wasn't trained. But when you use that language, it's very disarming. There's no pressure. You take all the pressure out of the situation. You're not pushy. You're not salesy. You're discounting it right out of the box. This may not be for you, right? So anyway, but you got to get those skills down. Don't you agree? Do you agree that those are critical? And if they want to know about glycobiology, I tell them, you know, it's really visual. It's really, let me let you experts, I don't want to pretend I'm an expert, even though I probably have more knowledge about glycobiology than I ever cared to in my life. I don't want to be the expert. I want the materials to educate them, and I want to come in with building relationship, answering their questions, loving on them, caring about them, and seeing where I can help them move in their lives. Let the materials do the talking, right? And that's why I love getting materials in people's mind. Hey, if I send you something, when will you be able to look at it? Great. So if I called you at 3 o'clock on tomorrow afternoon, that'd be open for us to follow up and talk about what you saw? Okay, super. So listen, Sarah, I'll talk to you tomorrow at 3. That's great. I'll get the information out as soon as I get home. Bingo. Easy. Schmeezy. And if you say it that way, if you say, you know, I came across it may not be for you, and they go, well, I'm really not interested. Great, no problem. That's not a rejection. It's just they don't want to, they're not open. It's okay. Don't make them wrong. People can choose not to be open. There are plenty of them out there, right? Okay, so get the skills down. You need the skills. You need the basic four basic skills. What are they? Build your contact list, contact and invite, STPs, and follow up and close. Those are four basic skills. So you got to get those down pat. You want to get them down pat. If you don't feel like you're walking today on this call and you feel you're a professional network marketer, if you can't look in a mirror and say, I'm a professional network marketer, I've got the basic core skills down pat. Then what I want you to do is I want you to contact an upline leader, find somebody to mentor you, get some good books, read Eric Worre's book again, listen to some more Mary Jo's calls, find somebody who can support you to be a professional on these four basic skills. Because if you know you're not professional in them, then why you keep going out there and hitting your head against the wall, and then you blame it on the model when you haven't gotten the education. It's like Mary Jo going out and hanging your shingle out to practice law and never having gone to law school. I know there's a little sitcom out there called Suits where the guy did that, but his brilliance is 10 times where I could ever claim to be. A very different story, okay? But the fact is that we don't do things as a professional without having professional training and becoming proficient. Same is true in network marketing. So, again, go back, get those skills down, get those, you know, basic support skills that move you forward. So let's talk about, today we're going to talk about the list, the never-ending list. Every single time I start a new person, we start with a list, right? And in their training, they said there's 7 keys to your list. Knowing your list is your confidence. Because your list becomes your confidence. It's the only confidence you have in the business. That's why your list can't be 5 people, because you're not having very much confidence in the business. You want every single one of your new people to come out with a list of at least 100 people to start with. Because when you have 100 people, the first 5 say no, you got plenty left. It's your confidence behind the business. From this list, I'm going to start building my core business. The reality is it's going to be like people like Mary Jo. There's not a person in my business today who I knew as a friend of mine when I first started who's one of my leaders today. None. Every single leader I have in my entire organization is somebody I didn't know when I started doing Manatech 18, 19, 20 years ago. Isn't that amazing? It amazes me. But it's true. So the reality is everybody that you have on that list, maybe all of them are going to fall out. That doesn't mean all those friends of mine aren't taking the products. I have a bunch of people still on products for the last 18 years, right, or 19 years. But none of them have become business builders in my organization. None. So, doesn't matter. You approach them. They're your comfort zone. You need to have them because they give you that satisfaction that this business is viable and doable. So you have to have a list. Do not prejudge anyone. use a memory jogger because you want to have people are not going to remember or they're not going to know where to come up with them. Go, how many church members you got? And they go, oh, 3,500. I go, really? And you can't come up with 100 names? And they laugh. They start laughing at themselves. But, you know, things like that. At least 100 names. Keep adding to it daily. Your list is a what? Never-ending list. It's constantly added to every single day. I've got cards all over my, I still don't, I mean, we've tried different systems, and right now I've got about 5 cards sitting on my desk that just from, you know, last couple of days. But it's, what's important is that you never stop collecting information from people. Making connections with people is what we do. Warm list versus cold list, and then you also have what we call the chicken list, right? Everybody familiar with that? Our warm list is people that we know, people that we already know. We have a relationship, work colleagues, family, friends, neighbors, pen pals, Facebook friends, right? And your cold market, too. Your cold market is people you have never met before, people who you have no relationship with. You may have, you know, that you may have gotten a group of names from a friend of yours. You may have whatever. So you have, and warm and cold would be maybe, you know, you just met somebody at the grocery store. So they're not really cold, but they're pretty cold because you don't know very much about them. You just basically met them, right? And so when you talk about your list, you're going to have warm, cold, and you're also going to have what we call the chicken list. And your chicken list is what? Your chicken list are people that you have a fear of contacting. You have fear contacting them. So it might be lawyers like Mary Jo. There might be a lot of you on the call today that said, wow, I wish I would have contacted Mary Jo. No, most of you didn't know who I was. But wouldn't you have loved to contact a lawyer named Mary Jo Hilliker 20 years ago to get in your Manatech business? Yeah, right? Because look at all the volume you'd have, a few $100,000 of extra volume that maybe you could add to your organization. But the issue is that that didn't happen. But how many other people like Mary Jo are out there in your life that are lawyers or doctors or, and I'm not really high on medical professionals, at least not, you know, the medical field doctors. But there are plenty of people out there that are higher perhaps in our social circles, but so we're intimidated or something by them. I don't know. That's maybe what's going on for you. But why? They're on your chicken list. Those are the people that probably have a greater likelihood of success in your organization if you got them involved in your business. And you look at people who are already successful business people and then you don't invite them because you think they're not going to be interested. How many of you have drawn a conclusion about somebody and never, ever contacted them? I want you to write those names back on your list today, and those are the first people I want you to go after. What are you doing making assumptions about people? Some of those people that are highly successful are really miserable in what they're doing. And they can't wait to find something else to do because it's robbing them of their life, like Mary Jo, right? Or they want to find purpose, and what they're doing doesn't give them a lot of purpose. Fulfill that. So, and when you go after your chicken list, you want to create a great relationship. Ask them for, you know, I think I talk about this later. Let's talk about the chicken list in a minute. But you want a chicken list will treat a little differently than our warm and our cold list, right? And then we organize and prioritize our lists. We always want to go after those most likely so you have the greatest amount of success. When you prioritize your list, you give the contacts 1 through 3 stars. Start with your warm local contacts because those are kind of what we call low-hanging fruit. They're in most instances, unless you've been in 12 network marketing companies, they're typically easy to get. And complete your list, make a hot list of top 20, and then complete your total list of 100 within 24 hours. I like to give people one day to get 100 names together because I know anyone can do that. Out of the training that they did, they said the best lead generation sources in 2015 are Facebook, Instagram, Living Life, and the 3-foot rule. That means just going out and connecting with people, referrals, and then your team. That's the best generation sources of leads. So you just go out there and that's going to be your best sources, your 5 best sources for 2015. And again, that's from this group, the Pajama Bosses Results Academy. But I'm pretty much on target with what they're saying today. Now let's talk about those warm versus cold inviting, because when you invite warm people versus cold people, there's a big difference, right? And your chicken list is a big difference. So I just basically gave you the training that they did around this. Warm already have a good relationship. So the best thing to do is to start off with a script. A goal is to invite them not to give a presentation. Always know what your goal is in every single conversation so you don't get confused. Some of you go out and you don't have a goal set or a dedication. You don't have a system down of how this works. You know, contact, invite, do a presentation. You try to, and you end up doing the whole thing in the first meeting. And how is that working for you? Not, because you're like a volcano and you're spewing lava all over these people. So in your warm market, you just want to connect with them and just say, hey, John, how are you? You know, the other day you said this, and I was just thinking about you. If I could show you a way to, would you, and insert what I've got, right? So it's a way, a methodology of scripting that can work for people. Or you can say, you know, John, I don't know if this is for you, but I just started a new business opportunity, and I was thinking of who would I like to partner with, and your name was one of the first names that came up. We've known each other for years, and I've had such admiration for you. Are you willing to take a look at it? Bingo, right? And then know what you're inviting them to. Are you inviting to send them tools? Are you inviting to an event? Are you inviting to a one-on-one? If I just gave you the one I just said, I'd probably be inviting them to, hey, let's meet up at Starbucks. What's 3 o'clock this afternoon look at? Bingo. So guess what? I've got my new buddy. I'm going to meet up at 3 o'clock at Starbucks or 5 o'clock or 7 o'clock tonight at, you know, whatever. And I'm going to do a one-on-one. Great. So warm market is easy because there's already an inbuilt relationship. Cold market, what do you do first? Build a relationship. Form, family, occupation, recreation, right? Motivation or mission, whatever that, or money, some people call it. You know, find things in common. Find commonality between the two of you. Provide some value until you become a warm market. So you build a relationship first. So anyway, if you want to get a commitment, when do you think, when you send people information, when do you think you'll be able to read something? So if I call you on what day, would you be ready? We already know all that language comes out of Eric Worre's book, so you can do that. Then let's talk about the chicken list. That's another one that people, I remember I told it, everybody that you wrote off because you said they're in the social ladder higher than you or they're intimidating to you, and so you never even approach them. Today's the day. Create a relationship with them. Ask for their valued opinion on something. That could be on anything. You call them and say, hey, John, you know, I've always looked up to you. Da, 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 da. I was looking at this, and I was wondering if you could take a peek at it for me. Right? You could do it with the doctor and say, you know what, I've been looking at and working with this science of glycobiology. I want you to take a look at it for me. Would you be willing to take a look and give me some feedback? Start with that. And then when you follow up with them, you want to use third-party credibility. So find somebody, if you're working on a business level, find somebody in your upline who's making good money in Manatech. If you try to close the whole thing, you're going to probably get stuck because they're going to freak out when they ask you, how much money are you making? Or are you really successful in this? If anyone ever asks you that question, let me help you get around that. When anyone ever asks you a question about if you're successful in it, how much money are you making, you go, you know what, I've kind of been putzing at it for the last year or two or whatever, but I'm on track. By the end of the year, I'm going to be at presidential level or wherever your goal is. Tell them where you're going. People are more interested in where you're going than where you've been. So you can present it. You can present it in a way of where you're going. All right. So just make sure, because if you hem and haw and you go blah 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 and you make 12 excuses, you know they're not going to want to be a part of that. I don't want to be a part of somebody who makes excuses. I want to be a part of somebody who has a direction in life. They're going somewhere, and I want to ride on that gravy train. That's what I want, and that's what somebody who's interested in financial freedom, choice freedom, time freedom, is going to want to do. All right. Are you talking to the right people? That's another question you have to ask yourself. Qualities of the right people. You know, I did some great trainings on this in the early stages. I should do another one. It's basically defining for yourself, what kind of person do I want? But if you don't have a visual of who you want in your organization, then you're going to get everything from A to Z. So you got to get a visual. Do you want somebody who's committed? Somebody who has a great sphere of influence? Somebody who's what? Got a great core value system, because you want somebody with high integrity. You want to have somebody who's determined, who has a positive attitude, all these great characteristics, right? Build that for yourself. Build that visual of who you're looking for, because that's when you start attracting, law of attraction, right? The other thing the law of attraction tells us, too, is the fact that we attract people who are like us. So maybe we need some work to be done on our own self before we, like, catapult out there. But I'm not going to say hold it back. Do it at the same time. Get some of those self-development books. Go to some of those courses. Work out some of your kinks in self and then move forward, right? So I never stop working on me. If you saw my desk right now, there are three books sitting on my desk that I'm in the process of reading or have just finished reading. I constantly am growing myself because I will always be, you know, in a position where I need more growth. I'm green and you're either green or growing or ripe and rotting. Remember my two standards? So if you're not green and growing, that means you're choosing ripe and rotting, and that's not a good alternative. So I suggest you choose green and growing. Then never stop sponsoring, lead by example. Some of you in this group, you know, you get up to stage and you just stop sponsoring because you think that, hey, I've done this all these years. Forget it. Always sponsor, just like I did. And I don't mean sponsor by placing them underneath you and building another leg. I mean go out there recruiting and signing people up. So I'm the enroller, and I've not started another leg in so many years I can't even tell you. But so I don't sponsor them, but I enroll them. But I'm the enroller. I'm the supreme. I love to go out there and get, you know, 4 to 8 to 10 a month. That's what I want to do. I haven't done it in years, and I started at the beginning of this year, and it's a blast. It gives me all new energy around my business. So lead by example. Generate fire and momentum in your team. The 80-20 rule, it's a great rule to recognize until you're making about $10,000 a month, which most of you on this call are not doing. We should be spending 80% of our time recruiting. Now start evaluating. Oh, but I'm managing my business. Oh, you're a regional director and you're managing your business. A little bit of leadership is necessary then, but you still need to be recruiting 80% of the time because you're going to lead by example more than anything else when you're a regional director. So continue leading by example your whole life. Continue prospecting, continue recruiting, and you'll see the difference in your organization. And then just concepts about building long-term relationship. Listen two times as much as you speak. Be interested in people. Get to know them. Forget thinking of Mike and money. People don't care how much they know until they know how much you care. All critical principles for you to be building long-term relationships, because that is what this business is truly all about, is building incredible relationships. And so let's go out there and do it. Okay, you guys, that's week. Hey, we went through week one, week two on our 8-week cycle. Give me some feedback. Is this stuff you guys like to, I mean, it's rehashing things you already know for the most part, but is it helpful in pointing out maybe where you're stuck right now, where you can make some shifts?
Hi, Mary Jo. This is Diane.
Hi, Diane.
I've never really done the business until now, so this
Great.
Is absolutely wonderful to get me to the point where I can understand it and I can work on myself, but know the basics and get them down. And
Great.
I thank you so much. You're an angel to all of us.
Oh, you're an angel. You are the angel, Diane. Thank you for being so committed and welcome to the business. Amen to that.
Amen.
Anyone else?
This is Nancy. Just wanted to thank you for the great reminders.
Yeah, isn't it? That's what I fell in love with. I mean, you know, people go, Mary Jo, you've been teaching this all your life. And I go, but they're great reminders, aren't they? Because we lose sight. We get so busy, we forget about basics, right? Yeah.
Right. Thank you so much.
Great. Thanks, Nancy.
Hi, Mary Jo. This is Jane.
Hey, Jane.
I'm thankful for this, too, because I really didn't see this as a business for the longest time. And when my husband was going through cancer and all that stuff, so... but now I do, and
great.
I have finally gotten to the point where I totally believe in this model, because I've had a lot of negative about this model for a long time that I had to get over. So that's really good. And then I have my dream board, and I'm realizing I'm going to have to alter it a bit. I think I'm kind of like you. I want to have the freedom to go out for 2-3 weeks a year and do mission work. That's totally me.
Wonderful. You plaster that girl up on your dream board. Make that
I know.
A big
I do
piece.
Have it, and I have my whole family in the Republic of Palau because that's where my husband was from. And getting them, because they're all dying and sick like you wouldn't believe, because we've sent our horrible way of eating to them too.
Right.
Yeah, so Yeah, I think I need to alter it a little bit and make it a little bit more focused. So thank you.
Right. Perfect. Perfect. Big importance to get that down. And don't give up on your why. The bigger, the better. Be a believer. Know that anything's possible because you guys can all create it. Okay, everyone, great call. Thanks. We'll continue next week. Like I said, maybe next week I give a little break from this because I'm not sure what's going to come out of this Eric Worre Las Vegas event. I'm going to be participating in it all weekend. You guys are going, how are you going to do that and do the regional on Saturday? Well, I've got the Eric Worre thing being piped into my house, so I'm going to be taping some of it that I'm missing, but the rest of it I want to listen to, and I'll probably be giving a wrap-up of that on Monday's call. But other than that, I love you guys. Have a great week, and we'll talk to you next Monday. Hopefully, don't forget Tuesday Night Live and Saturday Super Regional. Bye, everybody.